Hachette Audio presents The Last Mile, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. To the memories of Allison Parker and Adam Ward, two brilliant lights taken from us far too soon. And to Vicky Gardner, whose courage and grace are inspiring testaments to the resiliency of the human spirit. Chapter 1. Mars, Melvin. In here, anywhere, anytime, they called out your name backwards, and he would instantly respond when he heard his. Even on the toilet. Like being in the military, only he'd never joined. He'd been brought here very much against his will. Mars, Melvin? Yes, sir. Here, sir. Taking a crap, sir. Because where else would I be except here, sir? He didn't know why they did it this way, and had never bothered to ask. The answer would not have mattered to him in the least, and it might have led to a guard baton slamming against the side of his head. He had other things to concern him here at the Texas State Penitentiary at Huntsville. It was called the Walls Unit because of the prison's red brick walls. Opened in 1849, it was the oldest prison in the Lone Star State, and it also housed the execution chamber. Mars was officially prisoner 747, like the plane. The guards at the death row prison from which he'd been brought called him Jumbo because of it. And while he wasn't huge, he wasn't small either. Most folks would look up to him, if only because they had to. 6'2", plus 3/4 of an inch tacked on for good measure.